Pickaxe.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
So klingt frische Musik. Und so klingt frische bei Aldi. Immer gut, immer günstig, immer vielfältig. Kurz gesagt, frische für alle. Zum Aldi-Preis. Diese Woche rote Tafeläpfel aus Deutschland. 2 Kilo für nur 1,79 Euro. Oder Mini-Roma-Rispentomaten. 300 Gramm für nur 1,11 Euro. Entdecke viele weitere Angebote zum Aldi-Preis. Und weiter geht's mit frischer Musik für jeden Geschmack. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Hello and welcome to Simple Simon. Today we've got Dave Chaos on board. Welcome, hey. Dave. You look fantastic. How are you?
I'm pretty good, yeah.
How much sleep have you had in the last few days?
Not a great deal.
Not you, but your wife has given birth to a lovely baby girl.
Yes.
Yep. Well, congratulations to her mostly for that.
To her mostly, yeah.
But good job. You know, you did your part. Well done.
Well done, Dave.
Yeah. Well done, you.
Thank you for being on Simple Simon. Have you watched the show? Do you know do you know what's going on?
I got a general gist. I didn't want to spoil it for myself, but I watched a couple.
Well, we may repeat some of the questions if we run out, but we might be okay.
Amazing.
Let's just jump straight in. So this is a show where I ask Simon simple questions about you, Dave, and he has to try and get them right. So, Simon, what did Dave want to be when he was growing up?
A YouTube celebrity.
Well, that didn't exist, remember, when we were kids.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
There was a traditional list of things that people wanted to be.
That's right.
And I reckon, right... Not even kidding. He is massively into Indiana Jones. He wanted to be an archaeologist.
Wow.
Calling it right now. Archaeologist.
That's it's your final
green.
Answer.
Do, do, do.
Go on, Dave. What is it?
Right. Well, I did try to hint. You see this on the wall right here. Can you see it?
Oh, it's a corporal stripes.
It is. I was actually in the Army Cadets as a youngster. So when I left school, I joined the Army.
What? You were in the army?
I was in the army.
The real army?
The real army, yes.
The British...
And you wanted to be a soldier?
I did. All the way through being a kid, wanted to be in the army. It runs in the family as well, so...
Oh, my God. You're legend. Well done for doing that.
Grandparents were in the military.
So not an archaeologist?
Not an archaeologist, no.
And not a YouTube creator? And not a fireman? And not an astronaut?
I did want to be a policeman for a while, yeah.
You wanted to serve the country? That's very noble. I think that's
nice, isn't it? That's the worthy jobs to do. Yeah. Unlike this, really.
This is a lot of respect we're giving you. You're a dad now, to two healthy young people, and we're like totally responsible, and we're just useless.
Little things.
Bundles.
That's Lewis talking about children. Some two little people things. Little men.
Yeah, one day I'll reach this as well. We've had a spate of dads on, because Sips was a dad, of course.
Yeah.
And Pyramid Flax was a dad. And all of that films, they're all dads too.
They're all dads.
They're
dads to each other. Yeah.
Everyone's dads.
You know what the problem is, don't you? The problem is 9 months ago. 50 Shades of Grey came out.
Oh my God, is that it? That's why we've got a new spate of hatchlings.
That's it. That is it. It's all that book's fault.
Oh my God.
I didn't think that was... The implications of what your sex life is like, I don't want to think about too much. Next question, Lewis.
Next question.
So what do you think Dave Chaos's firstborn, so his son, his first word was?
His first word... Usually it would be something like daddy or mummy. Do you think it's... maybe it's food?
You can have a guess broadly. So you can say, like, the toy, or you can say, like, I'm not going to... If it's the toy's named certain something, I'm not going to call you on that.
I think it's daddy. I think it's the first word his firstborn said was daddy.
Actually, it's much worse than that.
Milkman.
Oh my god.
It was boobs.
Boobs? Boobs? What?
It was all my fault.
Because you were saying boobs a lot.
Because I kept tormenting Tony, saying that his first word's going to be boobs because I'm going to teach him that. And because I joked about it so much.
And it came true. Be careful what you wish for because it might come true. Yeah.
So
you were taunting your poor wife about him saying there were boobs, and then it came true. So now you have to write it in the baby book. Do you have one of those things, like a baby book with all the baby pictures and like first word and first toy and like...
Oh, no.
Do you not? No. I had one of these, and my mum has it. It's one of these things, and it's like
it's
blue
a record
kind
of all your achievements as a little child.
We have like a box, a memory box. It's got like his first shoes in it and first baby girl and stuff like that.
What do you think, Simon, his favourite toy is? So we're talking...
Dave Chaos's favourite toy.
Yeah. Well, no, all right, that's a good question. So what was
given
Dave...
given the 50 Shades of Grey and the Indiana Jones thing, it's probably a whip.
Wow.
So... Oh!
No, I'm the question is, actually, I just want to make sure this is one of your security password questions or anything like this. It's like, I'm not asking your mother's maiden name either. But, like, what was your childhood toy or your and what's your son's childhood sort of attachment toy? So, Simon, what do you think?
So, Dave Chaos's son's favourite toy.
And his, when he was a kid.
And so that's two different questions.
Yeah, but I want to see if there's a father-son link, you see.
Right, gotcha. I see what you're doing there. That's quite clever, actually. I reckon Dave Chaos, he is from a long line of soldiers. He went into the army himself. So I reckon his favourite toy was a gun.
I was thinking a bit younger. Gun. I was thinking sort of, you know, because Dave's son is three.
Oh,
so
right.
I'm not sure you'd give him a gun, but...
All right, I reckon like an Action Man was Dave Chaos's favourite toy. So a little soldier action figure. And I reckon his son, I think it's got to be something a bit more innocent. Maybe it's something sweet, like a toy, like rabbit or something.
What can't
like
he do without?
Cuddly toy rabbit.
Think about when you're a kid, what can you not do without? Is it, you know, you're always attached to something. There's like either a blanket or something. You think it's a toy rabbit? Is that your...
For Dave Chaos, it was an Action Man, and for little Dave Junior Chaos, it's a fluffy toy rabbit. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, let's do this.
It's gone green.
Well, are we doing half points here or what? I don't know.
You can judge.
It's up to you.
Okay, right. Well,
it's totally
up to you. You spot on with the Action Man.
Oh,
whoa,
my God.
There we go.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Wow.
I've got this Action Man, he's not in this office, he's downstairs, but he's got like, years ago they used to get all little grenades and proper little guns and all the little cool things, and now they're like, junk. So I saved it and I gave it to him, and he doesn't like it.
Oh!
He doesn't play with it, but it's not a rabbit. It's Buzz Lightyear.
Oh.
Yeah. He's got them all singing, all dancing, Buzz Lightyear.
More modern Action Man, more high tech.
Yeah, I suppose it is. Yeah. Spaceman.
So I've got some points for getting your Action Man.
It was a man, you know, it wasn't like a blanket or a dummy or, you know, anything weird. You know, it was definitely I think Dave, come on, give him some points for that.
Yeah, I think he definitely gets a point for getting that spot on, really.
So 1 point.
1 point.
1 point. That's very generous of you, Dave.
Super generous.
There we go.
Period flax. He gave me 10 points for getting one thing right.
But you
did
get that very right.
I get one for this.
All right, Dave,
sure,
can you give him 10? Because that'll be all
10.
Nine.
Well, maybe five. Maybe five. Because I got just one part of it right.
You're not very good at haggling, are you?
I'm trying to be fair. I'm trying
this
to
is
be
a
reasonable
bargain,
and fair. So it's five. I got five.
5 points. All right, 5 points. Right. There you go, five points.
Okay.
So we typically ask some sort of food related, some sort of mundane-y thing related questions. So Dave, it's a hot and a muggy day, and Simon there is drinking. And imagine you are in the same place.
Oh, God,
it's hot. You desperately want something very cool and refreshing to drink. quench your thirst
sweltering.
And revitalise your body. Yeah. So what is it that Dave goes for? Is it? I mean, this could be anything, Dave. So you know, you're at home. That's the most important thing. So it could be like a special thing that you whip up, or it could be a go-to drink to revitalise and quench. What is it, Simon?
Dave Chaos. He is quite partial to a Sunny Delight or a Lilt, depending on the occasion.
Dave, where's
it? Wow.
Locked in.
It's neither of them.
Oh, fuck.
No, sorry. I've actually not had Sunday Delight since a kid, and I had some the other day, and I nearly spat it all over the kitchen. It's disgusting.
The Yogscast.
Well, there goes the deal with Sunday Delight. I'm just going to rip it up now. We don't need that anymore. That's out. That's gone. No. That's £20 million we would have gotten from there. £20 million.
That's fine. Because the deal with Nescafe will do quite well, because I tend to drink a ridiculous amount of coffee, even if it's really hot weather.
So on a hot day, when you're thirsty, you drink coffee?
Well, I've got this
that
weird theory.
That dehydrates you, Dave.
No, it's good, because it's like eating curry when you're hot. It makes you sweat and it makes you lose heat. It's good.
Yep. Yeah, it makes you lose water.
What?
Caffeine
water
is
coffee?
Diuretic.
True.
You lose water and it dehydrates you if you drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Simon has spoken, Dave, and he said a word, I didn't understand it, but it basically said that you shouldn't drink coffee on a hot day.
I'm getting in trouble now.
What about
iced
coffee? Would you drink iced coffee?
I'm not too keen on iced coffee, really.
Okay, imagine there's a fridge and you've got to pick a drink out of that fridge.
I'd go for the Coke.
Okay, so it's not tropical juice. It's
Dave
not...
Kelsis, you have been to Yogg Towers before and you've seen our fridge.
You should have known what he picked out of a fridge, Simon. He didn't pick the Lilt.
He got like a mug of coffee out of the fridge and started sipping on it. It's like,
maybe
what?
He didn't have anything. Maybe you should have paid more attention, Simon.
Yeah.
That's bad. That's -5.
What? What do you mean -5? What the hell, man?
How many drinks are there? You got like lemonade, you got tropical stuff, and you got Coke. And you didn't go for Coke, you went for the other one, so you were wrong. He went for the caffeinated beverages.
Back on zero.
Back to zero. Back down to nothing.
No and points. We lost the sponsorship deal with Lilt and all the other people that we were doing.
That's
zero
on me, though.
And $20 million lost.
If you
it's
could,
not been a successful round for me.
If Dave could be one for just 24 hours, what cereal box cartoon character would he be?
Cereal box cartoon character?
Yeah, cereal box cartoon character. Do you want to just go through the ones that are in your head immediately?
Tony the Tiger.
From? Frosty's deal is still on.
The Rice Krispie, Snap, Crackle and Pop.
Very British, but fortunately Dave is British, so we've got a good chance. You've got a good chance this one.
Yep.
I can't think of any others.
What about the Lucky Charms, Leprechaun fella?
Lucky Charm? We don't even have that, do we?
When was what the about last Coco the Monkey? Or is he still called that?
Cocoa Pops.
Oh, yeah.
Cocoa Pops.
Okay, yeah, there is
and
that.
Also, this obviously links together with... you know, the breakfast cereal of choice. That's really what you're guessing here.
Okay, right. Okay. I reckon Tony the Tiger. They're great.
The brand deal is on. Dave,
here it is. I've got it here. It's $20 million, Lewis.
Yay! Spot on again.
There we go.
Yeah, I love Frosties, so the deal's on. That's gotta be 10 points for getting it spot on.
No, oh, back up to 10.
That is a good call, Simon. Well done. Yeah. And you knew that he was, you know, caffeine, coffee drinking, Coke drinking, you know, full fat. That's what the Frosties. He didn't go for anything healthy like shredded wheat, no Weetabix. I don't know what the characters for that would be though, would they?
The character for Weetabix. I don't know. I think it's just a colon that's really healthy.
A really healthy bowel.
A really healthy, bright pink bowel.
Oh, no.
Solid movements. That is the character for Weetabix.
A little smiley face.
With a smiley face.
We should pitch this to them.
On one end. I don't know which end.
This guy on the box doing a goatsy thing.
Yeah,
oh,
that would be
my
it.
The
cover
God.
Would just be goatsy.
Yeah.
And it's like, look, boys and girls.
Isn't that Cheerios
Weetabix,
with the rings?
Oh, God.
Anyway, let's move on from that.
Oh, my God.
Dave, you're in trouble with the law, Dave.
It's me. You're asking me.
Oh, God.
You're
right.
Me first.
The police are after you. Well, not the police. It could be anything. It could be the International Criminal It could be anyone. The cops, the CIDs, the European Interpol.
Interpol are after Dave Chaos.
Anyone. The Nazis, you're in trouble, right?
Oh, the Nazis.
It could be like an Indiana Jones thing and you're escaping from the Nazis. They're after you. Okay. You're in trouble. Would you rather be helped out by A, Sherlock Holmes, B, the A-Team, or C, the Scooby-Doo crew on the mystery wagon, whatever the fuck it's called?
Why is the A-Team A in this thing? Why are they B? That's just confusing.
I had a list and then I decided to add the A, B and C. So A, Sherlock Holmes, B, the A-Team.
It's got to be the A-Team, hasn't three. It? It's got to be the A-Team. I mean, the Scooby-Doo gang, they would be useless. You're being chased by Nazis and Fred's there wearing his cravat. And he says, hey, guys, maybe you shouldn't... And he just gets shot and murdered by Nazis. He'd be useless. And who was the other one?
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes?
He'll clear your name.
What's he
going
to do?
He's going to take you to his mind
palace. He's going to play the violin badly at them. That's what he'll do. Yeah. Awful. It's got to be the A-Team. It's got to be B, the A-Team.
Yeah, Dead B, chaos. The A-Team.
That wasn't even a very good question. I should have added more options to it. I'll do that for next time. That was rather specific.
Well, tough shit. I get the fucking point. up yours.
Okay. All right. Jeez. You got him.
How many points do I get, Dave? Four, because there's four members of the A team. I put three.
Oh, yeah, that sounds fair.
I said four of them. 4 points for all
you can
four
only
members
get four
of
points
A-team.
If you can name them all without typing into Wikipedia, Simon.
Here we go.
Okay. John, Paul, George and Ringo.
Nil point.
Oh, that's it. That's minus three for the terrible guesses. So you got 1 point now for that.
Yeah. Really 1 point? Yeah. What? For getting that question right, I get 1 point.
Yeah, because you didn't know any of the members of the A-Team.
I did. I just thought I'd be funny by giving an incorrect answer.
That's fine. We know that you know them. You get...
11 points then. Right. I think I'm up to
you
now.
11.
No, I think you can have... You can go up to 12 and a half. How about that?
12 and a half.
The executive decision.
Okay.
Yeah.
12 and a half points.
Dave, what's your favourite way, or Simon to Dave, what's Dave's favourite way to celebrate an accomplishment? So, you know, something big that's happened, something...
His baby. He's had a baby. How does he celebrate?
Or anything. Like, he got a degree or... You know,
has he got a degree? Have you got a degree, Dave?
I don't have a degree, no.
Whatever you've
got. He joined the army. Of course he doesn't have a degree.
You got out of the army. Celebrate. No, celebrate something you like.
I can't say that. Oh, my God. They'll come after me.
Do you know what happens, like, in your life? Sometimes you want to celebrate occasions. You just need an excuse to celebrate. And then you go out or you do something or something happens. And what's your favourite way of celebrating an accomplishment? So, Dave, Simon. Simon, we'll just go.
Okay, I think he goes out, he has a slap-up full English breakfast.
Okay.
His favourite
cafe. So he's
cafe.
Treating himself for the whole day. It's not just an evening, it's the whole day. You wake up, you're like, celebration day!
He doesn't have breakfast for breakfast. It's a full English all-day breakfast. And he has
well, where
it
does he
afternoon.
Go? Does he cook it himself?
No,
as
he
a, like,
goes out
treat?
Somewhere. He goes out to, like, I don't know, Wetherspoons. Okay, and he has a full English breakfast.
Right.
And he has a massive mug of milky coffee with lots of sugar. And then he will meet up with a few mates, have some beers in a pub. He doesn't do clubbing or any of that. Maybe he'll go bowling to celebrate.
I like these suggestions.
And I reckon he drinks proper ale. When he goes out and drinks, he doesn't drink like lager or wine or spirits so much.
A lot of
I reckon
information
ale.
Here. This is good.
So,
this is good.
How correct am I, David Chaos?
This was a good answer. Good answer. Yeah. it would be a different order.
Slightly
though.
Stunned.
It'd be a different
you
order.
You end it with the breakfast.
Yeah, I would definitely go out for drinks. But I do drink lager, unfortunately. Oh. Yeah. Southern Comfort.
No.
I like a bit of Southern
Comfort.
Comfort.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful.
And if I'm feeling up to it, I probably would go bowling. Yeah, I do bowling.
What about the full English?
Yeah, that would come like the day after to cure my hangover.
Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, staying up all night
That's
with the
it.
Lads.
Yeah, but that was pretty good. That was pretty close.
So how many points are you going to give me, Dave? Come on.
Are we going to do this out of... Should we do it out of 10?
It's very generous.
We'll knock some off because you got the order wrong.
Okay, so the order's wrong.
And the drink wrong, but everything else is right. Wrong. So that's 8 points there.
8 points?
Yeah, why not?
So I'm up to 20 and a half.
That sounds good.
Hella good job. Wow, that's pretty impressive. I mean, okay, let's have another little quick version of this. Related to the full English breakfast, how does Dave have his? What's his go-to things on the plate of the full English breakfast?
What does he have for breakfast?
What does the plate look like, in the dream okay. English?
It's got to have at least two sausages, plenty of bacon, not streaky bacon, real bacon that's got big bits of meat, black pudding, beans, a couple of fried eggs, definitely. Maybe not so keen on the mushrooms. Maybe he wouldn't go for the mushrooms. Maybe not fried bread, but toast instead. Some really thick toast with butter. Probably not fried tomatoes.
Oh my god, I'm so hungry now. I'm so sorry, all of our audience.
Everyone's like, oh, food.
Well, see you later. I'm going to wear the spoons. Sponsored. Oh god, is that deal coming? Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Dave.
So printing off all these deals, all these contracts are printing off. It's fine. I reckon we'll do it different this time. I think we should give you a point for every one that you got right.
Okay.
So. The bacon was definitely right. I like real bacon, none of this streaky crap.
None of this American.
No, sod that. Real bacon, definitely. So that's a point for that.
Canadian bacon, they call it over there, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, do they? Beans, yeah, definitely have beans. The eggs, beans. The sausages was right.
I said no mushrooms and no fried tomatoes and no fried toast, fried bread.
So, you can have a point for all three of them.
Because
I don't like mushrooms or tomatoes, so that's good. But you said black pudding. I don't do black pudding, so.
So that's another point. That's so the point.
Black
is that
pudding's seven? A weird one, though.
So seven. I got seven for that.
Hells.
Here we go. How are we doing now?
Hells to the bells. That was fantastic.
Good. That was pretty good.
You're on like
27 and a half.
Milky coffee as well, you said, didn't you? So milky coffee as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I do like a lot of milk in my coffee.
29 and a half. 30 and a half. There you go. Just have
30
that.
And a half.
30 and a half.
That's better than that films, I think.
You're doing really well.
This is good. It's going well.
You should ask a final question in which I could lose like 20 points just to mess with me.
I've still got a couple. I've got one more and then we've got the final question.
Okay. So,
next question is Dave. What is Dave's favourite musical instrument of choice?
To
play. So what did he get taught to play or play as a child or play as a kid? What's his...
There's one in this room right now.
Oh, my God. Can I see it? Is it there in short?
That would give the game away ever so slightly.
Just a little bit, yeah.
What do you think, Simon? What do you think?
I think it's something obscure. I don't think it's a guitar. I don't think it's a piano or keyboard. I think it might be something you blow into... I'm going to say an oboe or flute or saxophone.
Oh,
something
what's
like
he
that.
Got? He's going for it. What's it going to be?
You ready?
Yep. It's a
guitar. Come on. Simon.
Mistakes.
Awful. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, that is a lovely guitar.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
An old one.
I tricked you there. I thought I was. you were in the mind of like your parents forcing you to do it in school. Do you have to play an instrument?
It.
In school, Simon? Did you have to blow...
I couldn't really play anything at all. I was useless when it comes to...
You didn't have the lungs for it? Or the musical taste?
I didn't really have the coordination for it.
Okay.
It's also why I'm so bad at video games. It's the same reason. That sort of hand-eye coordination isn't really there. It's quite sad, really.
Well, look... Oh, don't worry about it. That was great. Look, you did very, very well... Dave, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Final question.
It's been really good. Final question, again, related to food, but we talked a lot about food.
Are you hungry, Lewis, by any chance?
I'm going to go right now. I want to get this over and done with so I can go and get a pie. Of course, Simple Simon was a pieman. So, Dave, what's Dave's favourite type of pie, Simon? This is really the defining moment where you really test if you know the man.
His pie filling of choice.
Yeah.
Oh, this is...
He's a strong Brit. He's an army man. He loves a full English.
He's
got kids. He's a dad.
He's a daddy.
He likes Frosties. He likes the A-team.
He loves the A-team and Frosties.
He wanted to be an army man. He had action man.
Oh, he's quite a traditional one. He doesn't like mushrooms, so it's not going to be chicken and mushroom. Maybe it's a fruit. Maybe it's a fruit filling.
What are you getting this? Where are you getting this scent from? It's like
I can feel it.
It's like the pie sense is tingling in your head.
I reckon he likes a good cherry pie.
A cherry pie.
Cherry pie.
Sorry.
Oh
no!
What was going on with your pie sense? Who eats cherry pie?
Cherry pie.
I've never even seen a cherry pie.
I mean, what do you like, Dave? What is your pie?
I was thinking meat and potato pie.
Meat and potato pie. I was thinking meat pie as well. Because you're from up north. Where are you originally from? Your family, Dave?
Manchester, Salford area.
Yeah.
So my accent comes through every now and then.
That's right. Especially when you talk about pies, pie shops and things like that.
I can't believe it. I totally blew it at that final answer.
What were you
totally
thinking? I thought for a moment you were on the right route, scrambled.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
You were leaning towards the savoury and you almost said meat pie and then you got blindsided by a juggernaut and it went with something crazy.
I've let you guys down,
you've let the
Lewis and Dave.
I've let the viewers down.
Everywhere. I've let Polaris down. I've let Jaffa Cakes down. I've let everyone down.
Last minute sponsorship, just whacking
I've
that
got
in
it here.
There.
I've got it. It's $20 million, Lewis.
$20 million. Good. Well, look, thank you very much, Dave. That was good.
It was good to be on. Thanks, Simon.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming, Dave.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for watching. Oh, that was madness.